Hi, everybody. Well, here's our Wednesday night program, Creation Lightship Healing. And the day today is October 21st, 2015. So I'll first clear the day here if that's needed for any of you. Maybe you had problems during this day. Maybe you brought back memories of a long time ago. Who knows? So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I will clear away a situation, a difficulty, a problem that you have that's bothering you. Normally, this would be like a sample of the emotional clearing, but if you may have pain, that will work too. So think of your one specific incident that you're dealing with. We'll just take away that one page out of your mammoth book of stuff. So here we go. Think of that now, releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll activate the light beams on your monitor screen. So as many as you have up, we'll activate those to bring you peace into your room during this program, putting you into the zero point, out of time, in the now, on the alien timeline that you were living on before the show started. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on. Michelle, are you out there, around, here, there, everywhere?
I am out here. I'm still on the planet Earth, which is, for right now, it's okay. Welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night show. It's October 21st. And coming up on this Friday, I just wanted to remind anyone, if they wanted to put in any suggestions for the Friday show, we're going to be doing a special show specifically to help war veterans of any war and their families. So if you want to write in any suggestions of healings that you'd like Ron to do, please email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we will be sure to read those on Friday night show. And then I believe we're also going to be doing the next Friday after that. So if there's anything that you think of, we can take care of that then as well. Okay, so Ron, we have some really great stuff in the inbox tonight. Thank you to all of our listeners. We have a very wonderful testimonial about something that has been happening in someone's life and how it got much better. So I'm just going to read it. It says, hello, my name is a listener, I will just say. And it says, I am so excited that my dad told me about you. Everything I have been experiencing finally makes sense. For many years, I have suffered from alien attacks. I had no idea what was going on with me, but I was hearing massive amounts of voices and experiencing things that didn't make sense. It all started with faces and things, animal faces, alien faces, and mutant characters. I was seeing in the clouds and smoke in the sky. I even photographed many of them. I was living in Las Vegas at the time. My family lives in the Bay Area, where I now reside. Every day I could hear myself talking and going through experiences I was not physically going through. I could hear full-blown conversations with my friends and family members that I was not having. It was very scary. I became isolated, alone, and afraid. Every few hours I was under attack, where I would hear these conversations turn sour and upsetting. I would hear people I loved and cared about fighting, suffering, or dying. I would then hear outside voices I didn't recognize saying they wanted me to get emotional. Let's get her emotional. I would try my best to control my emotions and try to avoid getting upset. These voices would also tell me lies all the time. Your father is dead, they would say. Your mother is in the hospital. Go to the hospital and visit her. I would call the hospital looking for my mother if she didn't answer the phone. There were a number of times I would feel a huge jolt through my body as if something came or left my physical being. It was so scary. I tried to explain this to the people in my life, but no one understood it at all. Most wrote it off as mental illness, but this was way too detailed and way too intense. My dad never gave up hope of finding an answer, and then he found you. Everything you say about the clones, the switching in and out of our bodies, the way they use us, all of it makes perfect sense. My dad put my name in your free healings, and things have finally started to subside. I'm not sure what they wanted with me or why, but I do know it was no joke. These attacks destroyed my life and took years away from me. They started in 2011 and just recently started to get better. I'll say in April of this year. I have only watched one of your lectures on YouTube, and already I'm convinced you really know what you're talking about. I just wanted to say I think you're amazing. I will come to your next New Life Expo in the Bay Area. I hope to meet you one day. Peace, a listener.
That's wow, fantastic. Yeah. Well, it's nice to help people that have problems. That's why we put up the alien attack page.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure if they've done that yet, but I'm sure it would be very helpful if they did. So, you know, to just to run through every option and every, you know, choice, because, you know, there's different sections of that, and just to make sure all bases are covered, because, you know, we really don't know. Yeah, and we actually got another one, another kind of testimonial about the same type of thing. So I think, you know, a lot of people that people write off as, well, maybe they have mental illness or something, it's, you know, they all say, oh, or, I mean, some of them say, oh, well, I've been hearing voices and this and that, and it's like, well, doesn't that kind of by nature mean it's not coming from you? It's coming from something outside of you. So I'll just read that one really quick, Ron. It says, my grandfather suffered for years with mental illness. He was sensitive and intelligent. I believe I inherited some of what caused his problems. Fortunately for me, I have discovered your teachings and benefited from many of them. I have done all the mental healings and many emotional ones as I feel they feed each other. My life is much improved and I am healthy and peaceful. And then they have a question. It says, I have done entity generational clearings. Did this help my grandfather and grandmother?
Boy, if they were body hopping during that time when they were living, remember, their life is still on timeline, so let's look at that. So they're no longer here, maybe. So let's look at that if they're not here. So would that help them by doing a clearing, going back in time to the, you know, the seven generations for them? Well, it could get rid of entities that are body hopping throughout time. And also maybe you may want to do a timeline crash for that specific time. The entities normally would be used for somebody who is still living to release them, but it will work for the timeline crashes as they're copy and pasted. And you may have entities hopping into you from your past through them. So I would say that it could work that way for you. It may not help them too much unless they're still living. But they remember, you know, still being physically alive here. But remember, they're still living on timelines. So all you have to look at is because somebody is no longer living here physically. We'll say somebody who lived 200 years ago won't be here now, living in that same body in that time. But they are living on timelines. And the darkness can bring forth those timelines. We've seen movies about that even, where somebody could be brought in from the future, brought into our timeline here, going through some type of wormhole, Stargate, vortex, or something, right, appearing. I think the movie Highlander had that in it a long time ago. And other movies naturally have it. The Terminator, I think, had it, where they just come in. You know, they have a mission, and they come in here to help somebody, we'll say. It's definitely real. Then you have stuff from the past, and you probably have seen movies, maybe horror movies, where they talked about some creature living a long time ago, and all of a sudden now, through the folklore, they go, wow, this must be that thing they're talking about way back when with my ancestors, and it's here now. So, yes, those timelines can be copy and pasted into our reality here. So could the clearing help somebody who's now living? Well, I didn't design them that way. But yes, it could help out on timelines. So back to you.
Okay, so doing an entity clearing under, you know, whoever bought its name, that doesn't take care of the emotional body of the entities in those generations?
No, it'll just take care of what came into their physical body. It won't take care of entities that be emotional bodies that are coming through into the person. It won't take care of their own emotional body. You can do a deceased loved one's clearing for that emotional body if you happen to know that it's coming into you. I don't think very many people would even know if they had, maybe an aunt or uncle that lived 200 years ago, if that's visiting them, unless you could actually maybe physically somehow see their face and then get out your picture library of your relatives and say, yeah, that's the one that's visiting me. It's 200 years old. And you could do a clearing for the deceased loved one's emotional body. But other than that, it would be entities that could be still in the body on timelines, hopping into the current timeline here.
Huh.
So back to you.
All right. So, and we also have another question concerning some type of the same thing. A person had a certain dream. And could you maybe explain what dreams are and what we can do about them?
Well, dreams are just you viewing a probably a current in the now situation that you're living when you're sleeping. So you're just viewing one of your multidimensional lives that's happening in the now, and somehow it happened to bleed through, and now you're seeing the energies, the motion picture, we'll say, of that dream, or the parts that maybe terrorize you the most. And so you're just viewing that type of event through a dream. And that is real life for you at that time. So back to you.
Okay, and then how do we get hooked up with those dreams? Because sometimes people say, oh, I had this dream, and I'm like, oh, well, I've never had that dream. How come some people get hooked up with certain things and other people don't? What are they doing?
Well, it's probably their emotional state. So it's probably what they are believing is happening here in this lifetime. So how could I describe this? Let's just say that we're back now in the maybe the early 1900s, and they had carnivals, okay? And they'd go from town to town, maybe even horse-drawn or something, okay? So maybe you're one of those people in that particular carnival. So now, back then, you could have dreams of being in a carnival, because that's where you are now, and it would go back to when the first carnival started. So maybe it wasn't, a popular thing. Maybe we'll just say they started at, let's just say 1850, and now it's 1900, and you're typically maybe on some type of, I think they had trains in the 1900s, I'm not 100% sure. But we'll just say they did. 1920s, I'm sure they had trains, but we'll just say it's 1900. So you may have dreams of living a life being in the carnival. I mean, you don't have much information back then because you don't have a lot of, newspapers that you're reading. You're just living your life probably day to day, hand to mouth, going from here to there to do your job. And so your main input would be the people around you and just living in the carnival, where today it's a lot different. You have, lots of external stimulus coming to you. So back then you'd be having dreams about you being in a carnival back then, and you would probably bring that forward and use that experience from the dream in your current lifetime in the 1900s. So now you have all this stuff available to you, And you probably have seen, everybody watches TV, DVDs, movies or something. Those go to movies and you have all this stuff coming into you. So, of course, you're going to be dreaming about some of those because it got activated in you. You know, especially if you had an alien abduction a long time ago, sometime in your DNA, and you watch an alien movie and you get scared to death, you know. And now you wonder why you're having dreams about aliens. So it's because you have it now awakened inside of you from what happened to you in the past. So I think it all depends on your emotional state, how much you've cleared out. So if you're afraid of that, then if you do an emotional clearing on it, then very possibly, you know, that could be released from you, and you may not have a dream about the aliens because there's no mileage unless you get fearful. So I think the dreams are probably dealing with how much emotions you have with that particular topic, and they will find one that pushes your buttons to give you the dream on that. So back to you.
Yeah, so when you said before, curiosity killed the cat. So, like, if we look at something and instead of it just being, you know, a matter of interest, we get emotionally attached to it, then that is what takes us down the timeline. And that becomes a dream.
Timelines. Yeah, that would create multiple timelines. And then from there, of course, you know, if you're sleeping, you know, in the real estate that you are, you know, the alien zone, so, you know, they don't want to lose that 8 hours of time when you're sleeping typically, you know. So they'll put you into the dream state on timelines too, and you may bring back that information here.
Although, I have to say, sometimes I've had dreams that have nothing to do with anything that I have experienced or seen in my waking life, and but there is an emotion there. So maybe it's like I'm seeing something that it doesn't exist, it never has and never will, but it elicits the emotion from me.
Yeah, it's possible. So you could be on a timeline dealing with a certain type of emotion, and then they decided to make a, you know, the whole production around you with that emotion on the movie set, and they got the writers and the producers ready, and they go, we'll put this person through this situation here. They never had it down here, but, boy, it looks like they're going to really enjoy it up there, wherever it is. And then you got all your friends there, too, working and helping you through this here. Or maybe they just happen to throw you into a copy and paste of somebody else's reality that they thought might be fun. You know, let's just say that there's a scene out where there's a lot of tigers in the jungle, right? And they're very hungry. And they go, you know, those tigers might like to eat a human. So we'll just copy and paste that person in, and they're having a nice, peaceful time. Maybe they're out camping in the woods. Very peaceful. They really enjoy it. You know, during that scenario, maybe we would have put them into a raft, and the raft would have turned over, or the canoe or something, and they would have had a drowning scenario, and that would be part of the dream that we'd capture energy off of. And possibly the person here might wake up and feel that they're drowning, okay? But they go, you know, we got these lions over here and tigers, and wow, it's at night, and we created this. Let's just take that person, because it's similar film footage. You want to copy and paste and just drop them into that timeline in the middle of all these hungry lions and tigers, and we'll watch them. And now all of a sudden, you have known nothing about this scenario when you wake up, and maybe you even feel yourself being eaten, you know, or they stopped it. You know, just before you saw those big teeth come into your body or something, ready to tear you apart. So they can do that. So it could be unrelated to you, but, you know, they could have decided to do a copy and paste on you to give you a different experience. So back to you.
Well, as you were speaking there, I was reminded of a popular episode of one of the original Star Trek series where not Captain Kirk, but the actual original captain was captured by aliens, and his physical body was destroyed, I believe, and but they would put him on timelines in his mind, so he would live, you know, become a hero or do something like that, like have a, you know, terrible battle or whatever. And it was presented in the show that it was almost like, well, just let this happen. Just let them do that because this is better than the actual reality that you might experience. But it actually, you know, destroyed his mind eventually, and it was kind of sad. But it's a fascinating episode, and it's so interesting that all the things that you talk about, I often see them represented, yes, in many forms of media going back to the 60s. So it's really interesting. Did you want to say anything more, Ron, about that original testimonial that we had, the longer one that I first read?
Yeah, it was... It's just nice that the person happened to get some relief from, you know, going to the website and understanding more about what's happening, because you don't have anywhere to go to. So, yeah, and all those free clearings definitely do help. So by all means, you know, do those clearings and then kind of see which ones you may want to do after that as far as whole lifetime. You know, what I always tell people is if you want to get out of here and not come back, then the one you need to do is the spirit barcode clearing. So that should be probably maybe first on your list, maybe. And then from there, you know, you always want to do then for regular clearings, things that are happening to you that's reoccurring in your life, which is living life, where it deals with DNA stuff. Then you want to do your emotional clearing, whole lifetime first. Mental clearing, whole lifetime, you know, second. Then more than likely your whole lifetime fear clearing. So those three would be very, very important. Well, naturally, because we have all the churches around and people, New Age movement, thinking different types of thoughts about you and, you know, the law of cause and effect and, you know, having your thoughts control your reality and bringing forth things, you know, the law of attraction, all that is psychic attack energy. So next you should put on your list either the Cursus Hexus spell clearing or the other one, which is Dark Side Practitioner. So those would more than likely be the first four that everybody should be doing. And you probably want to get all of those with the unlimited version at some point, because you're going to be needing that to live here. And then if you happen to be going in and out of your body, or maybe you had a lot of meditations in your life, things like that, or maybe you somehow became an alcoholic or had drugs or something, and you feel like you have addictions that you have a hard time releasing, then the next one would be entities. And entities do come into people quite often. You're doing something, and, you know, you may not want to do something, but you feel like you're compelled to do it. Maybe you think something is talking to you. Some people in the New Age will say, oh, my spirit guide told me to do this here, you know, and all of a sudden they're doing something, and it doesn't seem too proper, but, you know, it's not too bad, but they do it, and it's just entities, you know. And, you know, one thing would be like giving away money to people, for instance. And maybe you're walking down the street and you see you have $100 in your pocket, say, and you see maybe a person that is in need. They've been in need for 20 years, but you don't know that. You just think they've had some bad luck or something, and maybe they enjoy being where they are, or they may hate where they are, but you walk by, and actually they're full of entities, and entities come into you and say, oh, give this poor person that $100 bill. They really need it desperately. And you keep hearing this voice in your head as you're approaching this person, and sure enough, the entity is thinking it's your spirit talking to you to help this person out, and you gave them your $100, and they said thank you, and you walked off. And then, you know, maybe in an hour or two, you wonder, why did I do that? And it was an entity probably from that person, you know, hopping into you to give them the $100. It's just an example there. So anyway, that's the way life is with entities. So, and they're not responsible. They come into you. They need a host. You're the body. They enjoy what they're doing inside of you, making your body, you know, do programs that they have or to live their life the way they like to live it. That extra drink or two that you may not really wish to have, but they want to drink, you know, 10 drinks, so you end up drinking 10 drinks and wonder why, you know, you're doing it, spending maybe your food money, and you do it anyway because you think, you know, it's neat to do, but you don't have any control over it because the entity has taken your body over, you're possessed. So entities are a big way of life here on this planet, and it's nice to get rid of them. So I would say those would be probably the major ones that you'd want to do. So back to you.
Yes, those entities, they are not good news. Okay, so we have a question that says, basically, there are so many, you know, bad or tragic things occurring on this planet. Ron, why doesn't the light beings come in and take care of all that, get rid of all of it?
Well, we have free will, free choice. And so that's the main thing is that when you have free will, free choice, then, you know, the light or any, you know, the light's not going to come in and release things that, you know, are here entities I'm working on. But everything else about how come your life is bad or why you aren't doing this, that, or the other, and you think it's, you know, source's energy's fault because you got dealt a bad deck of cards in this lifetime or whatever, it's mainly because of free will, free choice. And it's up to you to regain your spirit integrity. And by doing so, then you can get rid of entities because they won't come into you, because the entities themselves are emotional bodies, but you happen to give away your spirit throughout living here. They come in because they found a way to get in. So that's your problem. You need to get rid of that. That's why you need to do clearings to get rid of the negativity of the stuff in you that's resurfaced from your ancestors to get back to like a baby. And that's the whole process of what you need to do to have a better life here. And then also to do the ascension. So back to you.
Okay, yes, that is our final hope that we can hopefully all get out of here. Okay, so somebody just wanted a verification. They had bought an emotional clearing for a friend of theirs at full price, and then they felt that the friend needed another clearing, so they bought the second one under their name at half price. And they just wanted to verify that that is still an offer, which I believe it is. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes. Yes, it's still
okay.
Good. Yes. Uh-huh. No problem.
Great. So when you buy a clearing for yourself or whatever, as long as I believe it's over $100, then your second whole life clearing is at half price. And that, and the way to do that is by putting in half your age when you buy it, but be sure to put in your full age when you run it.
Okay. Yep, very good. Yep, that's it.
Okay, so now I had this question at first, and I'm so glad somebody finally answered this for me. Somebody was looking for a recent show that we did in October, and then they went to the archives but couldn't find it. So I'm going to tell you how to find the recent shows. When you're on the website, on the right-hand side, there's the radio buttons that says BBS Radio, CTR Radio. So I believe you would click on BBS because those are that's the station our shows are currently running on. And I believe if you scroll down a little bit, the current shows are listed under Library Archives. So, yes, the October 14th show is there. And then you can click on, it says direct MP3 link, and you will just hear the whole thing. Okay. So it must take BBS just a little bit of time to put them in actual archives. So if it is a recent show, click on the BBS radio link and then go to library archives, and that's how to find the most recent shows. Okay. Oh, and I wanted to remind our listeners that on Sunday we will resume the Sunday call. So if they had signed up for that for October, that is going to be on the 25th. So that's going to be on Sunday. Okay. And let me see what else I have in here, Ron. So somebody had bought the Pain Body Clearing, and I don't know if they've received the information yet, but I will just forward that on to you, Ron. I think that they just needed the codes, which sometimes they come really fast, and sometimes they take an hour to get into my email box. So that may have occurred for this email as well. Okay, so somebody has a question about ascension. It says, there is much talk about the event, a major shift in consciousness, a reset of sorts, the start of a new era for mankind. Do you have any comments on that?
No, that's New Age, actual New Age BS. No, nothing like that. Ascension is when the darkness leaves the light, the light's turned off, the darkness leaves. There's no such thing as the golden age, the awakening time, anything like that. Ascension is something that people don't know what they're talking about. So ascension is when the light turns the light off and everything starts over again after that point. And if you're lucky enough to have your spirit take your body with you to the light, then you can have your body ascend. If not, then your body will be in darkness like it normally would be. And your spirit can still ascend, though, if the light can find you. So that's sort of what it is, just in a nutshell. As far as raising your frequency or anything else, no. All that is just New Age garbage that they try to tell you to keep you from doing the work to clean out your body from your past ancestral stuff. And when I was on the Strange Universe panel, it's very obvious as you listen to the other people, and they're talking about astrology, and different things happening at different times, and how this year is going to be this, and this year is going to be that, and how the planets are, coming together, and all that is correct. Now, they're talking about alien mind control and how all these planets are causing all this stuff to have humanity behave a certain way. And they may not like the word alien mind control, but that's what they're talking about and how the planets are controlling you. So we have the remedies to get you out of that by doing clearings so that these energies will not affect you. So if you happen to be at the Strange Universe panel, and they're probably all kind of similar throughout the years, there's always somebody talking about predictions, typically, or what could be happening possibly in the future, and they're just telling you how the aliens are going to be affecting people through the planets controlling you. So if you take the word planet out and you put in aliens, alien mind control, and that's the way they can look at it and figure your chart out, then that's one way to look at it. That's probably more the true way. So back to you.
Yes, I actually remember I was raised in a certain religion, so I went to their schools, and they very positively stated none of the New Age stuff that I hear now, but that Jesus had mentioned that there would be something happening and it would be pretty major around this time. And I thought, I came in the back at the right time. This is fantastic. So I was always kind of looking for the information that you have and for you. And so I was really happy when I stumbled upon you, which actually was a mistake. I met you at a conference and, it wasn't a mistake, was it? But, I thought the wording was very interesting, something about find out the true reason aliens are here. And by that time, I had come to my own conclusions that they are not here to help us. Otherwise, they would have done so already. I guess the point of my story was that, we were taught that there is going to be an ascension or something occurring, but there's a lot of information now that is kind of, you know, oh, this might happen or this might, and it's actually like beating around the bush, not really talking about what's really going to happen. So, okay, well, somebody has written in and they're asking, is it possible for Ron to do a short video about the light infusion chamber at the New York conference? I don't know if you did, Ron, or if that's in the works or if that's a possibility or not.
No, at this time, no. I don't know what I'd even do with that, so.
Yeah, probably wouldn't be much to show except just what it looks like. It's probably best experienced, so. Okay. I was looking for a really good email that I found in here. So one of our listeners, Ron, has written in a couple different pictures and several videos of something that I actually stumbled across a long time ago, too, and it's about, I'll just say, mermaids. And I know at the last conference I saw you at, I actually asked a question. These, what we consider mythological creatures that we've all heard about, but we don't know if they exist anymore. The videos that have been sent in are saying that, you know, this is physical proof that these beings still exist, but there's so many mythological characters like leprechauns and fairies and unicorns. Were they something that possibly existed at one time and then ascended and now they're gone?
Yeah, or they're on other timelines, so I would say either one could be true, yes.
Interesting. And what about these pictures that one of our listeners has sent in that they still might be on this planet? Is that possible?
Yeah, that definitely could be possible. Uh-huh, they could have been here, yes.
Okay. Well, apparently the photos were taken from deep sea, and they're very interesting. I believe that they can be found on YouTube if anyone is interested in that. Okay, so we have a question about the upside-down timeline. Somebody wrote in that they had used it on their pain, and it did work very well, but they're wondering exactly where do they write upside-down timeline crash on the timeline crash?
Either they could put it after their name or during the, maybe before or after, their situation. So either way it would work.
Okay.
We'll be getting a page up maybe in a month that will indicate that and have upside down as a checkbox.
Okay. Great. So, somebody also wrote in, and they said that my left ear was buzzing yesterday, but it got healed, and it feels very good now. And I was actually wondering, Ron, if you were able to give us a little sample healing of our ears, for our ears.
Okay, let's take out entities out of your ears. So if you have any entities there, we'll release them. Maybe they'd be meant to be in there listening. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. One of our listeners has written in, and they're wondering if entities are emotional bodies of people who have passed on, what are demons? Do the entity clearings remove them as well?
Can't answer that. I don't know if it will get rid of that type of energy or not. It could. You know, it's a hard one. It depends how the entity is. So I really can't say one way or the other if it's going to remove a devil-type energy. That's what you'd mean by demon. So I don't know what to say on that.
Is that just another form of an entity, or is it something different?
It's something completely different. It'd be an alien life form that would be here.
Oh.
Very awful one, so... I would say that if you happen to have any religious background and you believe in that, then you could definitely pull that to you. That would be a type of a shapeshifter. So if that's the case, you may want to release that or get out of that life form, you know, of having that with you, because the religious beliefs of demons, devil energies with horns and the like, are very bad, and it's different than an entity, so that'd be a shapeshifter, so you'd want to go on and do the alien attack page for that. So back to you.
Okay, great. Good to know. Also, I'm wondering if the religious indoctrination clearing would also help, because that type of thing is a teaching of different religions, so possibly that would clear that out. And along this line...
I would try that, yes.
Yeah, okay. Along this line, someone is wondering how or what witches or people that do that type of thing are doing to other people to get them to have entities enter into them. Is there something they're specifically doing, or is it just a mental process?
Well, using the mind energy, so they could be doing many things. So it's just not one specific thing that you can look at to try to figure out, just do the clearing. You want to get too mental with it. You don't know what energy pools they're using to contaminate you. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, and if you know that it is happening to you, you can always get that curses, hexes, spells clearing. And also, if you get the prosperity package in there for every issue that a person could experience, say overwhelmed or whatever, there's a huge list. I believe curses and spells are also in another drop-down list just below that, where you can make sure that it's, if that's what caused your problem in the first place, then the light beings can release that. So that's very helpful to have. Okay, so Ron, I think I wanted to just see if we could find some more interesting answers that you may have for us from the Wikipedia section, because the answers that you give are always different. And I know that we have some interesting stuff written down here, but it's always good to hear you speak and clarify a little bit more, because it's always a little different. I'm sure things are changing all the time. So one of the questions here is, does the creation lightship have anything to do with UFO energies?
No. It doesn't have anything. It battles it, but it doesn't have anything to do with it. I guess they're asking if UFOs are made on the lightship. No, they're not.
So, you know, that's interesting. There's kind of an old belief maybe in different religions that that whatever created us created everything. Yeah, could you comment about that a little bit?
Yeah, what created us was light, initially. So, light creates light. So when you create something yourself, then you're creating something from or adding light into it from your spirit. So each time you draw something or talk about something or do something, you are bringing light into your creation. And your spirit energy then energizes that. That's why you want to collect all of your thoughts and things from this lifetime and bring them back to you, because you have your spirit energy out there through all of your creations. And that's like a spirit retrieval. So that's why we have spirit integration and things like that on the website, to help you bring back your spirit into the energies that you actually released it into. So light creates light, and light does not create darkness, because you can't put darkness with light into it. So hopefully you understand that. Back to you.
Right. So it's like if a room is dark and you turn the light on, then it is no longer dark. It is now light. So even the smallest light can make you be able to see in a room that was previously dark. Okay. And I've never heard this before, but another question is, what are the Creation Lightship Defense Fleet ships? I've never heard of that.
Those are used to fight and battle the darkness as the darkness attempts to come forward to battle the light or to do things on the planets of light. So those are used just for that particular situation of what's going on. You don't go out looking for things to do unless the light's attacked by something.
Previously in the answer, it says something about the Star of Bethlehem. It says the Star of Bethlehem was a small-sized defense fleet ship.
Yes, very possibly,
That must have been fantastic to see. Obviously, yeah. If the rumors are true, it's shown bright enough for three stately fellows to make their way to where they needed to visit. Okay. Now, and then someone's wondering, can I go to the lightship on my own?
No, you'd never make it. And even if you could go, you wouldn't know where it would be. And if you did know where it was, you would be terminated completely, because you have darkness in you. The spirit, the parts of you that would be light, would be left. But most of you, your body and everything else that was not made of light, or was whatever was energized with darkness, like your DNA and stuff, it would be obliterated. It would not be in existence any longer. That's why you can't go back to source energy.
Okay. So, yeah, you've actually mentioned that before. Every time I listen to an archive, especially the old ones, I've heard you mention, don't try to go on your own. If it's a Saturday night and we're taking you to the light ship, you will not be taken, because you are not there live.
I guess the dangerous part for people are for those who, want to go there. I think that they can go there mentally or something like that, because they have a really strong ego. But they're not going to go there, but they may have an experience thinking that through there, because the darkness would give them a light ship to go to. Once you think about it, they'll provide all that movie set for you. And now you're on another whole timeline of thinking you're on the light ship, having healings, maybe talking to me even, and everything else, but you're in darkness. And that's what the darkness does.
Right. They produce things in your mind, but might not be good. So somebody has suggested a movie in case anyone's looking for something to watch. It's called Equilibrium. I believe it was a 2002 movie. And, or I don't know if it was, if this was a remake, because I thought this movie came out actually kind of recently. It's a movie about artistic expression and feelings are outlawed, and people have to take injections to suppress their emotions, which might actually be good, but I haven't seen the movie, so I'm not sure. And then it says somebody forgets to take their injection, so they start feeling emotions and they start to question their morality and everything like that. So I don't know. Have you seen this movie, Ron?
Not yet, no.
It's starring Christian Bale, so I don't think it was too long ago. Oh, it does say 2002. So that was quite a while. Well, I need to watch it. It sounds kind of interesting. Hopefully it's on Netflix or something.
So we should talk about, people listening should do the clearing on YouTube that we had, you know, a couple weeks ago. That's, I think it's free, what is it,
enslaved,
I think, is it free enslaved aliens?
No. It says help enslaved aliens.
Yep. So you want to do that. I would do it each day.
You know, it's really great. I've actually been taking my phone to the mall and farmers markets and all different places and turning my phone on and then putting it in my purse, but making sure it can still be heard. If it's heard just a little bit, is that okay? Like,
Oh, yeah. Actually, the aliens are going to know that you're doing it. Remember, they're... Okay, let's start from the kind of over again here. So remember, the aliens control your thoughts. And so when you think, oh, boy, I think I'm going to put on that free enslaved aliens, by the way, they know what you're thinking. Plus, you have cameras in your eyes and microphones in your ears, so they're going to know that. So just having it on, just so it moves the air in the room, with the whisper even, it will help them to get out of here. You don't have to have it on real loud because they're going to come forth and have that clearing done. So the aliens will go through the light beam that you have on maybe your cell phone. From there it'll connect to me. And from there they'll be taken out of here wherever they wish to go to. And, you know, it's hard to say where they're going because I don't know. But if they don't want to go into light, and they'll give a chance to go into light, they'll be able to see what light's about. Maybe they might have, in a sense, a little seminar showing them what light is about, free will, free choice. And if they do decide to go to light, they'll be in quarantine because everything happens at ascension time. And then they'll be put back into... just like you or people that have no longer lived here, who people have done clearings for with the deceased loved one's spirit clearing, which is also in quarantine. They'll be sitting there until ascension time occurs, and then at that point, automatically, they'll be put back into, we'll say, the system again. And that's the way it works. Now, if they want to go to a dark side planet, that they're used to going to, and they couldn't go because the other aliens did not allow them to leave here, then they'll be escorted to that location, we'll say. So, you know, and it depends how and what, you know, how that works itself out. But more than likely, the aliens will not battle the light as the light comes there, because they'll be able to communicate with, you know, their planet or whatever they're from, and there won't be anything going on. Plus, if they did have a battle, then I'd have to put them back together again if they chose to destroy the light, thinking they're being invaded. So typically, I don't think that is going to be a possibility. It could be, but, you know, normally it's not. So back to you.
So it sounds like aliens are trapped here just like we are.
Yep, they are. Uh-huh. They are trapped just like we are. And probably forced to do things to humans here because of that.
So this could be a big help for us because then they won't be here to do things to us, and they probably are really itching to get out.
Yeah, so it's a win-win situation.
Good.
And it could be possible maybe in the future that the ones that did leave here may want to come back and battle the aliens that were controlling them. You never know. So that could free everybody here, giving some support here, as the aliens would know, you know, a little more than we would know maybe about how things work here. But the bottom line is it's a very nice clearing to do because you're helping yourself and helping them. And this could be possible that maybe they've been trying, maybe you thought you're under attack by aliens off and on, and they're just trying to get your attention because they would like to leave here. And now there's a remedy to help them. So back to you.
Yeah, so I believe that most of our listeners do have this video downloaded as well, but just in case they don't, or we have some new ones from the New York conference, the title of the video, if you're looking it up on YouTube, it is called Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth. So the first word is help, and then it's dash powerful CLS clearing. So you just want to type in help enslaved aliens. And I know for myself, I have a smartphone, I have the app for YouTube, and I've placed it in my favorites because if I ever turn my phone off or if it just goes off for any reason, it's hard to find it. But this way I can click on the app on my phone, and then I can go to my favorites, and it's right there on top. So then it plays much easier than having to dig for it. So, yeah, that is a wonderful, wonderful healing, and it's free, and it helps everybody. So hopefully people can do that much more often. And I don't know if we're ready at the end of our show or not, Ron.
Yep, it's about that time. So let's do the mind-to-heart drop, everybody. Here we go. So commanding your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And here we go, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, there we go, everybody. So do this yourself. So I have to do it out loud, naturally. And do it as often as you can, because it'll help you, put you back into peace. So back to you. And
all right, thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.